Thanks for hitting that button. You are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, guys, you ready to rock? Are you excited? Well, sit back and enjoy. And welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Mark the Shark Show. Hope everyone's having a great day. We have a great episode in store for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Are you looking for your next action thriller novel? Check out The Cabal. The saga begins. You can find it on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com or www.ritortofamilybooks.com. That's RITORTO familybooks.com. Again, check out the next great action thriller suspense book called The Cabal. The saga begins. This is to all you parents out there. Are you looking for a great book for your child to read? Well, look no further. Christina Ritorto has done it again by putting out a sequel to her first book in the Invisible Girl series. The sequel is called A Little Bit Louder. Get it now at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or RitortoFamilyBooks.com. Again, the book is called A Little Bit Louder, written by Christina Ritorto.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Driggs, and you are listening to the Mark the Shark Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to this week's show with the Mark the Shark Show here. Today, we got a very special guest. His name is Emmanuel Iname. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm still feeling happiness due to our pre-show laugh.
Prior to our me hitting record button, we had a little bit of a laughing fit, which was good, I guess.
Are we gonna make it through this show?
We'll try. So we're here to talk about the fundamentals of attraction. Like I was like watching on your profile, you had like a little YouTube video and you were talking about attraction, but I guess it would be more of like attraction from within as opposed to people think about.
The focus on the outside.
Yeah. So where are you from anyway?
I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Nice town. It's got the just rolls off your friggin' tongue, though. Baton Rouge.
And where are you from?
It's one of the places I've always wanted to go to. I just haven't been there yet.
And where are you from?
I'm over in Jersey.
I see.
Yeah, freezing my ass off now. It's wintertime, so a little warmer today, but still a little chill. I'm looking forward to spring when it gets a little warmer out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let me dive in so we don't so I can hit the points.
Yeah, yeah.
So my God-given purpose is to help you look more attractive, but not the person on the outside. The person on the inside, the real you, your character. And what does that mean to have inner attractiveness? It essentially means this, that I will remain pleasant and joyful, and I will remain pleasant to others to be around. No matter what environment I'm in, no matter what is happening in the world around me. And so you're literally attracting people to you or to want to stay around you because you have this state of eternal joy. You're diligent, you're faithful, trustworthy, courageous, empathetic, you're patient with others. You make sure that you're getting your daily task done. And all of this stuff, you know when to take a break, you know when to work hard. All of this stuff draws people to a person, attracts people to a person, and causes people to want to remain around them. And so that eternal attractiveness. And there's a long list of things that people can do and put into practice in order to remain eternally attractive. And so that's what I do as a character coach. First, to help people understand the point that I just made, to understand, hey, there are things about you that can be changed that will make you a pleasant person to be around, even when life looks gray. And so first comes the understanding, then to know, okay, well, what things can I change about myself to make me more pleasant to be around? And people want to stay around me because they can count on me. They can trust me. They know that I'm reliable and I'll get things done that I need to get done. Yeah. And so there's that. And then putting things into practice by going through actual character training exercises. And one that I have upcoming in the future is singing in public.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so that helps a person with courage, and a very important one that helps a person get over the worries about opinions or potential opinions of other people. Okay. And the reason why that's important is because at the root of every action we take, there is some sort of belief. And so it's, I believe that people will laugh at me, so I will not sing in public. Or I believe that my life is going to go on just fine, so I don't have any issues with singing Baby Shark, doo 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 doo, Baby Shark. I guess that's fitting for the show. But so that's also part of what I've come to do, is to help people examine that little belief that is driving all of their actions.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I believe I can make it to the NBA. So I am going to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning and train. I believe I'm going to make it to the NBA. So I am going to eat well. I believe I'm going to make it to the NBA. So I'm not going to waste time getting into street fights. And so because of that belief, action occurs.
Okay.
And so
that's interesting. Yeah. Because you're saying that you're a character coach. Is that something similar or different from what people classify themselves when they refer themselves as a life coach? Is that similar or different?
So I'll have to say, I don't know what, I'm not familiar with what exactly a life coach does. Okay. So in regards to character coaching, so what I'm hitting on is a person's character. So the things that I'm talking about. So it's like that person who I can pick up, and no matter what environment I drop them in, they remain stable and they remain pleasant to be around. So I could drop them in Belgrade and they're the same. I can drop them in Serbia and they're the same. I can drop them in New Jersey where it's cold and they're the same. And so that's my goal as far as a character coach, to help a person, their inner self, become comprehensively developed. So when you go into this environment, when you go into this hostile environment, when you go into this completely new environment, when you start a new business, when you start your third business, after maybe the first two failed, that you're remaining the same. So you had hope in this situation, you'll have hope in this situation, in this situation, in this environment, in this environment. And you'll remain hopeful. Yeah. And so that's the goal of a character coach. It's like, I want to get you to a point to where I can drop you in any environment and you're going to thrive in that environment.
Oh, okay. So pretty much character coach, I guess you're building a person's confidence and helping them deal with whatever life throws at them, is basically like, that's what sums it up, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Now, how do you do these sessions? Do you do them in small groups or one-on-one, in person, Zoom calls? Or
so right now, I'm just officially kicking this off. So of January of this year, this is when I learned or discovered my God-given purpose. And so right now, I'm helping people understand that point. So first, it's a matter of understanding, working on inner attractiveness. Mm-hmm. So understanding that and understanding reasons why and how that affects you. And then I show myself experiencing experiencing different environments and how I performed. And then I also show some character training exercises, like eventually when it comes time, I'll show myself singing in public. And then I'll talk about the points why that is being done. And then when time is right, I'll invite people to come join in.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. And then was there something that happened to you around December or January that made you decide, all right, this is how I'm going to be able to help people, is by being a character coach? Like, what changed in your life?
Oh, so it's more so a matter of, that's when I got the last key to unlock the last box I needed to discover purpose. Yeah. And so it was like, oh, all right, here it is. It's like, I found my job.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was curious, like, was it a life-changing event or like a single event or a series of events? Usually it's something something always affects how people act, what they decide to do in life. And I was just wondering, like, what happened to you to made you decide, all right, I want to be a character coach? You said it just happened in January. I just figured maybe something happened. And that's what
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a journey to get to that point. And so that's when I fully discovered, it's like, okay, I finally got a name to it. And I can explain it to people. And so, I'm excited. It's a good year.
Okay. Now, what are you, do you have any like particular goals on how you plan to engage more people with, and let them know about your life coaching skills? Or is it just like through podcasts, or are you going to write a book, or are you doing any special events, like in-person events, like in your area where you're talking to people or in groups?
So at this time, there are a few things that I'm doing. So I go out into the main square in the town that I'm in, and I preach, or I'm talking to people in the streets. That's one method. And then I typically am directing people towards my Instagram. That's where I'm putting up the content for people to, So talking about those fundamentals of character. And so this way people can better understand, like, okay, I understand now why it's a good thing to focus on my inner attractiveness, to focus on my inner self.
I'm not saying
that you shouldn't clean yourself up and look presentable. I'm not saying that, but when you start to focus on your inner attractiveness, you'll get the full benefits of this life.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. You know, there's tons of, particularly like young girls now, like, you know, they may be pretty on the outside, but what's ever happened to them, you know, like they went through school or whatever, they have doubts about themselves. So they don't feel that they're as attractive as they could be. You know what I mean? Because they give into like peer pressure and bullying and all that. So I'm definitely a firm believer in the, what's the saying? Go, like, you got to love yourself first before some other people can love you. There's some kind of saying like that, right?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Inner confidence comes within, right? It's just a matter of bringing it out. And that's what you're trying to do for these people, right? And starting with your own neighborhood. That's pretty noble of you, I think, right?
I would say that some people say that. I also say that I don't want to deal with God, and so I do the work that he has employed me to do.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So do you have like a certain set schedule where you do your postings on Instagram? Is it like a certain time during the week?
So normally I post a video on Monday to Thursday.
Okay.
And then on Saturdays, I normally post a reel. And in the reel, I type some notes in the caption to further explain what's in that reel. And so that right now is my current schedule. And occasionally I post a poem up because, well, I won't discuss that right now, but it's important for people to write poetry. Mm-hmm. And I have a recent poem that I put up. It's called Click Clack Ting Ting, a poem about putting away the dishes.
Yeah, for those people listening to this, I'll put a link to his Instagram account in the description of this particular podcast episode, so you can like see what he's talking about. He's got like various videos up there where he goes over the points and the fundamentals of what he's talking about, you know, on character building and trying to find yourself to be more attractive on the inside to help you out through life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to recite the poem now or
recite the poem? I would have to a moment. Let me see. Let me grab it. Okay, so a little context. This is one of those things that sometimes a wife gets upset with her husband about because he's put the dishes in the wrong place or he's just not helping out.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes like this. Click, clack, ting, ting. The spoons go here, the forks are next, then the knives join the team. Putting away the dishes, it's my new thing. A new dream. Before, I just didn't care. But because I love her, I'm excited to dry and stock away the Tupperware. The bowls on this shelf and the plates to the right. Because I have joy, I can see putting away the dishes in a new light. She used that pot yesterday for the pepper soup to boil. She cooked. I'm cleaning and stocking. It's better together. We toil. So our love doesn't sour or spoil. This is my kitchen too, and we will share with no other. Now, where do I put this china we got from her mother?
There you go. That was well done. Yeah. Well, guys, I mean, it was great having you on the show. I appreciate it. It's always nice to have someone on the show that's not trying to, like, you know, sell a product or whatever. They're trying to better the people around them in their environment. It was very great having you on the show.
At some point, I will sell some products, but right now it's more so first. First, people get an understanding, and then they can understand why it's important for them to have a character coach and to become one themselves.
Exactly. Well, it was, as I said before, it was great having you on your show. Hopefully we'll have you back whenever you get those products ready to market. And everybody listening, keep on listening. Appreciate your support for the show. And don't forget, keep following me on my Facebook page, The Mark the Shark Show, and so you can keep up with future updates on the podcast. All right, everybody, take care.
Hi, this is Scott Olgren, and you're listening to The Mark the Shark Show.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Mark the Shark. I want everybody to know that not only do I have this podcast, I have another podcast about the sport of mixed martial arts. So if you're into that kind of thing, check out my other podcast called The Mark the Shark MMA Show. And if you want to be on that show or this show, make sure you contact me on Facebook at Mark the Shark MMA Show. And that's my Facebook channel. Or you can go to my website, www.markwithac.com. Again, it's www.markthesharkmmashow.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram at mark_ritorto2. That's Mark, MARC_Ritorto, RITORTO 2. That's for Instagram, or Mark BJJ Fighter on Twitter. And also, don't forget to check out my YouTube channels. I got the Rockin' with Mark YouTube channel. That's Rockin' with Mark with a C again. Or the Mark the Shark MMA Show, all on YouTube. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast and keep on listening. Hi, everyone. Well, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, and that's all we have for this particular podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you keep following my podcast here, The Mark the Shark Show, and keep listening and look out for future podcast episodes.